Grand finale. Annie, let's go then. Deja de pegar a tu hermanito, ¿quieres?
Stop hitting your little brother, will you?
Pero estás cabreada, ¿no?
Okay.
Se supone.
Stop hitting your little brother, will you?
Stop hitting your little brother, will you?
Stop hitting your little brother, will you?
El pescado se había echado a perder, así que lo tiré.
The fish had gone off, so I threw it out.
Good, the fish had gone off, so I threw it out. ¿Cómo se dice endulzar, Annie?
To sweeten.
To sweeten, good. No, la leche no se ha echado a perder. No te preocupes.
Okay. No, the milk hasn't gone off.
That is a good piece of news. ¿Tú crees que este yogur se ha echado a perder?
Do you think this yogurt has gone off?
Do you think this yogurt has gone off? ¿Cómo se dice alargar?
To lengthen.
Good, to lengthen. Esta leche se ha echado a perder.
This milk has gone off.
Good, he limpiado toda la casa.
I've cleaned the whole house.
Good, también se puede decir all the house. Pero empleamos the whole aquí porque estamos hablando de un sustantivo contable en el singular. Todos los libros en la tienda están de oferta.
All the books in the shop are on offer.
Good, all the books in the shop are on offer. ¿Cómo se dice apretar?
To tighten.
To tighten, good. Bebí todo el agua de la botella.
I drank all
drank.
The... I drank all the water in the bottle.
Bien, no sé si ella estará de acuerdo o no, empleando whether.
I don't know whether she'll agree or not.
Muy bien, así yo she'll agree, you know, if she will be agree. Perfecto. ¿Cómo se dice afilar?
To sharpen.
Good, to sharpen. Se lo voy a decir a ella, te guste o no.
I'm going to tell her whether you like it or not.
Good, Annie, we're going to finish, I'm afraid, whether you like it or not. ¿Te guste o no?
Okay.
No te importa, ¿no?
I'm very happy.
I imagine. Thank you very much then for playing again. And of course, I'll see you the same time next week. Please, please, please try to listen to this disc at least once a day.
All right.
You will?
I promise.
Bye-bye. Bye.